Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. In our studio with us on the south side of Alamosa is Adams State President David Tanberg. Good to see you, President.
Good to see you, Chris.
We're going to visit with him about the ripple effect the university has on the economy of Alamosa and the greater San Luis Valley. Before we go, though, I want to note the deaths. I mean, it's been a tough summer for you, the deaths of Trustee Mark Martinez and the passing of the legendary coach Joe Vigil, both, wow, part of the history of Adams State. It's been a difficult summer on that front.
Yeah, it's been, it has been difficult. And, you know, one of the real virtues of being in a small community is we get really connected. And so we feel these losses pretty intimately. The larger Adams State and Valley community certainly felt these too. And they played a big part in the trajectory of the university and also in my life. And so personally, they were pretty challenging. Of course, you know, Joe Vigil, over 90 years old, and so he left us at a time that was more expected, and it was a great opportunity to reflect on everything he did, and his legacy. The passing of Mark was shocking and just so tragic, and at the same time, what an impact in his short time here.
You know, I heard a lot of people from the community actually say that they really appreciated how you, as the president of the campus, handled those deaths and how you brought the community in as part of those memorials. And I know there's going to be a Vigil memorial coming up, but I heard from community members who actually talked about you and how they, well, they thought you did in terms of reflecting the passings of these two men.
Means a lot, Chris. I think all of us have moments of tragedy in our lives, and that shapes how we approach the next one. And I've certainly had that. And so, personally, I think these are moments that are best approached by coming together, and pulling tighter than we were even before. So I really appreciate those words.
You know, earlier this month, just a couple of weeks ago, Adams State released what it showed to be its annual economic impact to the Valley. It pegged it at $107 million annually in terms of that ripple of what Adams State does as part of that economic engine. What were your takeaways, or what are your key points when you think about that economic impact study that came out?
You know, it's often important to try to put numbers to larger concepts. I think it's the concept itself that matters the most. And in this case, Adams State was placed in the Valley back in Billy Adams' day to be a resource to the Valley, to bring economic development, to bring education, to bring teachers, to bring employees, culture, entertainment, resources. And that remains the kind of central mission. I talk about those concepts a lot, and that matters. I think it also matters to try to quantify it. Sometimes that makes it a little more real, and it's also a nice check. Are we achieving that goal? Are we moving in that direction? And I think that's my takeaway, is that we remain critical to the Valley, and that we are doing, I think, a good job of fulfilling it. There's always room for growth.
Yeah. You know, I've said many times that Alamosa and the Valley are not the same. Adams State's not here. I think Adams State is such a integral part of the fabric of the community. And honestly, I can't even think of what it would be like, because I grew up here, as you know. I went to Adams State. I graduated from Adams State. It set me on a course for this amazing career I had of 40 years across the country as a newspaper journalist. I mean, Adams State, but I can't not even see it period where Adams Date isn't here in Alamosa. I can't even fathom that as growing up here. And I think about what that campus means to people like Chris Mondragon, who is producing this episode of the Valley Pod and is going to be a freshman at Adams State, graduated from Alamosa High School. And so many young people like that who grow up in a town that has a college campus in its midst. And you get to go over there, and it's a different world when you step onto that campus from the rest of the town. You feel the difference, and it's really cool. I cannot imagine growing up in this place without Adams State. It's just too important, too integral.
And I'm glad that's the perception, right? We want to have that level of integration with the community. I've often said there are no boundaries, no wall, no gates. And literally there aren't, but also figuratively, that we are the Valley's campus. There's the Joint Budget Committee, and they are basically, they control the purse strings in the state legislature, and they have a new staff person over higher ed, and he was visiting our campus yesterday. And so we cruising around in the golf cart, touring them around and pointing out the buildings and talking about things like the planetarium, the theater, the art building, the music building, and every building really, but in some ways these are kind of unique as services to the Valley. Not only the education of the students, but providing high quality theater, music, art.
You have an upcoming event that you're establishing as a new community movie theater series, yeah, where you're going to show movies on the lawn for the community. That's an example of how Adams State has to always be part of that community and then bring the hold events so the community can come onto the campus. That's another new thing you're getting ready to do.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. And, you know, growing up in the Valley, Chris, talking to my wife from Manassa or you, every kid did swimming lessons at our pool. Every kid has done a field trip to the planetarium. I mean,
or participated in a sports camp.
Or a sports camp, or attended theater or one of our sports competitions. And that just makes it so fun. And I don't know what it would be like if Adams State was in Denver. Very, very different. And so our identity and our mission is driven by our location.
Well, I don't ever want to see that day where Adams State is not in the community and not part of the community. That day can never happen, no, in my view, because that's a bad, bad day. If that were to ever happen, I don't ever anticipate that happening, President, but that day can never happen in my mind where Adams State isn't there.
certainly not under my watch. Yeah. And that would be an abdication of our mission. That can't happen. And if it was going that direction, I would expect that the board would correct who is ever in leadership.
Well, you know, growing up in this town, you do have this love, not quite so much love relationship with Adams State off and on through the years, right? You want Adams State to always be healthy. You get a little bit sad if it's starting to sag a little bit on student enrollment. You get a little bit worried if the sports teams aren't out there winning games, if the football, you know, you have this relationship, but it's a love relationship because you want that as a resident, you want that university to always be strong there because it represents what we are in Alamosa in the San Luis Valley.
Yeah, it's very much like a family. We're all humans, and we have our good days and our bad days. And, you know, as a parent, you want every day to be a good day for your child and having them. But it doesn't work that way. But the love is there. And, you know, in the Valley, I think we've always had to fight hard, no matter what industry, no matter where we live. We fight hard, and it's not always easy. I think when it comes to enrollments, every year is going to require our very best. to continue to have healthy enrollments. That's, as a open access institution, that's the way it is. We don't have an admittance rate that we can adjust to get the class size we want. We just have to go out and recruit every single student.
Well, the other thing that Adams State doesn't, I don't think we talk about it enough, particularly when you look at small towns, rural markets in this state, across the country, and you know the phenomenon of brain drain, and you have these talented young people that grow up in your community and go off and then they don't come back. Adams State helps prevent that by keeping the Chris Mondragons here locally to go to a very talented young person, keeping the young people here so they have that first taste of higher education, that first taste of what college life is like. That is pushing away from the brain drain and keeping those brains here locally. The more Adams State does that, the better we are.
Yeah, and you can see, I mean, you and I could sit here for an hour and just name names of people, incredibly talented. They go to Adams State and they either stay or they go off and get some more education and come back and contribute tremendous things. You know, so many of our pharmacists, so many of the doctors or the ODs, the business owners, and the like. And you know, 73% of the school teachers and school administrators were educated here. It's a powerful force in giving those folks a path towards higher education that they can then use what that education to give back to the Valley. And it's a very powerful thing.
One more on that score of local people who grew up here, went to Adams State, went away for a period, came back, and started one of the most innovative businesses we're seeing now. Nick Lara and his wife, Jessica, with Defiance Health. Nick Lara, yeah. You know, one I of know. The great runners coming out of Adams State, right? Him and his wife,
yeah.
With that innovative Defiance Health, and it's working really well for them.
Yeah.
And that's an innovative company, and it's because of an Adams State graduate.
Yeah, and you could look at Highland Cabinetry, rustic
right.
log furniture. Yeah. I mean, you go down the list, right, of people that have benefited from Adams State and now are using that to benefit the Valley. And it's super cool. I love it.
To me, that's the essence of what the university is. We're going to be right back. This is the Valley Pod. We're talking to Adams State President David Tamberg. Hey, SLV, mark your calendar for the September 13th, 3rd annual SLV Battle of the Bowls Chili Cook-Off hosted by Alamosa KOA. Competition will be from 2 to 4 p.m. on the 13th of September. Cooks from across the valley will be cooking up mouth-watering red and green chilies and, of course, some salsa and competing in this heated but friendly battle. All proceeds go to Care Camps Foundation, a nonprofit that funds oncology camps, which give kids with cancer the chance to experience the healing powers of the outdoors. There's still time to enter the chili competition. Just call KOA at 719-589-9757.
Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad is saying thanks to its surrounding communities. From August 19th through the 31st, locals get 50% off excursions on the Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad. The heart of the Cumbres and Toltec is the fine people of Chama, New Mexico, Antonito, Colorado, and the surrounding communities who have supported the historic railroad for generations. To show our appreciation, Cumbres and Toltec is offering a 50% discount to locals who live within an 80-mile drive of either Chama or Antonito on All Aboard Chama Excursions, All Aboard Antonito Excursions, Chama Limited, Antonito Limited, and Cumbres Express. This discount is valid on coach class seating only and cannot be applied online. So call the reservation line at 1-888-286-2737 to book. That's 1-888-286-2737 for 50% off excursions for locals.
Hey, we're back. This is the Valley Pod. We're with Adams State President David Tamberg. We're talking about the economic ripple that Adams State creates. $107 million annually is the return on investment that's coming from that university. One figure I picked out that I like to look at, and that's student visitor expenditures. Because, you know, that's the payoff, right? You bring students in, they bring their families in, you have sports teams, they bring in fans, you have music performances, they bring in people. And that visitor spending and that student spending is really $25.5 million a year.
Yeah, it's great. And you think about that, they're staying in the hotels, they're stopping at the restaurants, they're getting gas in Blanca or wherever. And that's real impact. And, you know, it not only that, I'm always a little sad when I talk to people and they're like, oh, I've been to the Valley. And I ask, oh, where? And the sand dunes. And I was like, well, that's awesome. I love the sand dunes. I love the visitors we get because of it. But so many of them never made it to another town. So they drove through Fort Garland, made the turn around Blanca, and then
back over La Vida.
And yeah, and back over to La Vida. And what Adams State does is it pulls them into the heart of the Valley. And they're staying here. And they're spending money and they're seeing downtown Alamosa, downtown Monta Vista. They may take the northern route and go up 17 to 285 and pass through the towns there and maybe stop at the bakery and see, oh, there's Hooper. There's a hot springs pool there. That's cool. So Adams State kind of spreads the wealth, if you will. And maybe they'll come back for vacation. It's cool. I'm glad you pulled out that number because it's one that I'm also particularly proud of.
Yeah, it says a lot because if you don't have that line item of that expenditures coming in from students and then something else is happening, right? You're not seeing what you want to see because you're not seeing that extra spending happening there.
Yeah.
Hey, you have this week your board of trustees coming in, your have a couple of day meetings there. What's the emphasis going into the fall semester here later on in August? What's your emphasis with your board coming up?
Well, always enrollments. And right now we're tracking above this time last year. That can certainly change. As you know, having worked at Adams, we're open access and we're recruiting students all the way up to the final count day, which we call census. Obviously, we'll be talking a lot about strategy and where we're at and where we want to go. As you know, we're also facing some fiscal headwinds with the state budget. A lot of that due to HR 1, the one big beautiful bill that was passed, has big implications for state budgets. And so a lot on our strategy, both the advocacy and our internal strategies for any potential shortfall. So a lot on that. And then this is our retreat. So a lot of opportunities for the board to think broadly, have some time together. And really, you know, that just like any organization, the board of trustees has to have that kind of bonding time so that they can work together well and work together well with the team at Adams State. So that'll be a big part of it.
You know, we had CU President Todd Selleman in here just last week talking about his efforts to recruit Valley students to the University of Colorado and its campuses. And so that really always brings home the competition that Adams State faces in keeping kids here or bringing kids from the outside into this campus, that competition for that college student. He talked about that. How do you, I mean, there's nothing you can do with CU when they're going to come in here. How do you, though, counter that message, if you can, for young people to stay here versus a CU, CSU going off? Yeah. I wasn't successful there with my own daughter, by the way.
Yeah, well, I think there's a very low probability that my own daughter will go to Adams State, but most of that has wanting to chart her own path and have her own identity. We toured Fort Lewis last week, and I spent a good deal of time with the new president there, President Schott, and she's amazing, and so I think she'll end up at Fort Lewis, which is awesome. You know, we're so blessed to have the diversity of colleges and universities in Colorado. And we all want to enroll every student that we can. And so certainly there's competition, but also a ton of collaboration. And I had a a great breakfast meeting with Todd at the campus cafe, and he bought one of the giant cinnamon rolls. I cautioned him before he did. I'm like, you got to know what you're getting into here. It's great. And you know, in so many ways, we're quite different in our scope and size. Honestly, so many times I find that the big universities, which is where I got my PhD at Penn State, I worked at I was a tenured faculty member at Florida State University, so I understand the importance and also what it's like to be in a major university, research university. In so many ways, when it comes to undergraduate education, they're trying to find a way to mimic what Adams State does within their larger context. Because that's our strength, is the personalized education, the attention to the one, if you will. And, you know, that's what I double down on when I'm talking to students. There are students who are seeking experiences that are different than what Adams State provides, and they should go find that, and that's great. But for so many, and I do think we do a particularly good job with our Valley students, we provide exactly what they need, and they won't find it in that same way at a larger university.
One of the things he noted, and I think that's true out there, is this notion today questioning the value of a college education. Question it not just on cost of going, but also do you need it in today's economy, in the economy that we're seeing manufactured by the federal government? We're seeing the federal government say this is the winners and losers. They're picking winners and losers now. It's not a open free enterprise democracy. The federal government's we're doing this. This is what we're going to do. They're planning that economy for you. And they're not so much valuing college education. And I wonder how you as a president see that. I know there has to be a counter to that message in terms of, no, it is important. This is a good pathway for you.
Yeah, it's, you know, one of the things I find frustrating is often those in power that make those arguments, they and all of their children went to college. And it's always someone else's kid that they're talking about. And I find that deeply disturbing. I'm not saying everyone must go to college.
Right.
There are a lot of life paths and wonderful life paths that don't have a bachelor's degree within them. And that's great. The value question is another frustrating one, because the research has been abundantly clear about the financial return to going to college. It's the best, by a gigantic margin, the best investment you can make. And that's been quantified over and over. And that return on investment's only been growing, not shrinking. And, you know, there is that national narrative from some corners in the media and in political life. I have been so grateful, because the value of Adams State, as I've seen it, heard it articulated in the Valley, we're very much loved. And so it's that national versus local. It's like so many people hate the politicians, but they love their representative. And so I try to stay focused, not be drawn off what I think is important by national rhetoric, and keep doubling down on who Adams State is, focused on, you know, our kind of a mission-centric focus. 'Cause I think as a leader, you can't be drawn into every debate, particularly when you're a university our size, where we're located. The work is so urgent. Our basic, fundamental, mission-driven work is so important. If I'm drawn into these ever-changing national debates, I could spend all my time on that and never really have any impact.
Yeah. No, I appreciate, too, what you said about people that have gone on to college now making an argument that, hey, maybe you don't need it when they've already benefited from that degree. Yeah. I think that's a good point. Really appreciate you coming in and sharing your latest thinking, the economic impact. Want to wish you the best in your fall semester coming up.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate all the time you've given me on the Valley Pod, because I've always enjoyed these conversations very much.
Well, before we let you go, too, I want to make one announcement here, and that is we're going to start a new podcast and a YouTube show that we're launching here later in August. It'll be the Adam State Football Show with new head coach Levi Gallus, and we're going to do this every Thursday starting August 21st, and we're going to tape it live at the San Luis Valley Brewery, which is really cool. And we have RG Bank coming in to help us sponsor it, cover what we got to cover to get this thing going. Really a cool collaboration coming up with the Adam State football coach, head coach Levi Gallus. We want you to be there. Come be a guest.
At any time. I love that you're doing that. I love the energy that Coach Gallus has brought to the football team and the community. It's just awesome to see.
And I'll note that the Grizzlies open their football season on August 30th in Silver City, New Mexico, against Western New Mexico. The following week, they're home against Permian Basin out of Midland. Went there last year. I don't know if you remember that game. We got to do better this time.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more excitement. I'm so excited about the future of Adams State football.
Yeah, it's good to see you, President. Hey, you've been listening to the Valley Pod on our episode with Adams State President David Tanberg. This episode of the Valley Pod is produced by Chris Mondragon. See you around the Valley.
Hey, everyone. This is Hannah Eubanks with the Valley Calendar Update. Here are the events you can look forward to this week. Wednesday this week is the Mercadillo en El Rio at the Rio Grande Farm Park from 3 to 7. Thursday evening, join Visit Alamosa outside of Richardson Hall for a big screen on the green movie night. This week's movie is Monsters University. Friday morning is the Monta Vista Farmers Market at Fullenwider Park starting at 9. Saturday morning is the Alamosa Farmers Market starting at 8. Saturday is also the annual Suds for SAR block party on San Juan Avenue. Support Alamosa Volunteer Search and Rescue and enjoy live music, cornhole, beer, and more. Also on Saturday evening is the Spadefoot Story Slam with this month's theme of Swing and a Miss. Head over to the Narrow Gauge at 6 to listen in or to share. You can find details for these events and more at alamosacitizen.com. If you have an event coming up, submit it to the Valley Calendar. Head to the Valley Calendar page on alamosacitizen.com, click online form, and give us the details. That'll do for now. Have a great week.